Hey, hey, happy day. I propose two new laws in the United States of America. One is all of these people who are doing goofy things at colleges, at campuses, you know, they're saying down with Israel and Palestine is great. If they're convicted, charged and convicted, I guess. It's kind of like John Wayne used to say, though, give them a fair trial and hang them. But hey, what we'll do? We'll do it right, properly. If they're convicted, you send them to Gaza as punishment for 6 months, and they have to live there for 6 months. Number two, law number two, and this is a really good one, don't you know? All of the elected politicians who are socialists or have socialist views, they must go without pay. They must go to Venezuela and live there for 6 months. Hey, anything else you want solved, just let me know. I can fix it. Now, President Trump, former President Trump, hopefully President Trump coming up here in November, he had a rally the other day in a blue state, Democrat state, New Jersey, upwards to 100,000 people attended. There was a Rolling Stone concert, I think, the same day in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I think they had like 65 or maybe 70,000 people. Whole bunch of old people drawing out a whole bunch of people to watch him perform. Hey, Trump, you know what? That's a big deal for him. I mean, he gets all this press and all this stuff going on each and every day, but he commands the audience. People buy into his message. His message is good. His policies are good, my. And then you have Biden. On Mother's Day, he sends out an email to everybody and says, Happy Mother's Day. But then the screen goes blank and then it says, but not for Donald Trump. On Mother's Day, we want to remind you that Donald Trump stands only for himself and not for mothers across America. This is from a guy that doesn't even think there are mothers, I don't think. He doesn't think there's women. I think once he was quoted as saying there's upwards to 40 genders. He doesn't know what a woman is, and he's saying Happy Mother's Day. How about Happy Human Day? Oh, a lot of people wouldn't qualify to be part of that day, maybe including him. The Canadian, keeping up, are you? I got lots of stuff here. The Canadian Civil Liberties Association, they say that gender is determined by identity, not by birth, not by biology. It's by identity. So if you want to be a woman and you're a man, all you got to do is say, I'm a woman now. And you're a woman and vice versa. I'm a man. I don't want to be a man this afternoon, at least, so I identify as a woman. They're insane. They totally are insane. Now, speaking of insanity, maybe kind of, we drive our car an average of 51 minutes each and every day of the year. We take our kids to soccer, we go to the grocery store, we take our spouse for an afternoon drive, we do whatever it is we do, 51 minutes a day. Hey, not so bad, you know, but don't get used to it because electric cars are being forced upon us. Forced. And the governments in Canada and the US of A, they're saying, you gotta drive an electric car. They can't even keep the lights on, a lot of these states and provinces, and they're saying you have to drive an electric car. Your choice has been taken away, but that, of course, is socialism. So don't get used to this driving your car around for 51 minutes, because when the grid comes down, guess what? Blah. Oh, speaking of bikes and electric things, a police officer spoke to the man, and he had his little pad out and was writing things down, and he said, hey, that guy over there laying in the ditch, and his electric bike, it's all smashed and everything. Five guys beat him up riding the electric bike. Why didn't you help? The guy looked at the police officer and said, I thought about it, but then I thought, there's enough of them. just sharing funny stuff with you. Hey, satellites. You know, when you talk about electric bikes and cars and so many other things, satellites, there's roughly 7,500 satellites up there. Every time you talk to your phone and say, take me to this address, and it says, turn right after the next satellites, not this set, dummy, and so on. I mean, that comes from satellites. But right now, there's all kinds of issues, voltage control problems. You know, storms can cause that, and a lot of storms are going up there. So the grid systems may experience complete collapse or blackouts. What if that happened? Over 60%, I think it is, that number of the satellites are owned by Elon Musk's company. So what if he decides he wants to pull the plug one day? I mean, that's kind of interesting stuff. Things can change in a second. Bah. Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada. This guy, he would tax a rock, he would tax a tree, he taxes everything because he's a commie and a pinko. He needs that money so he can give it away and waste it or put it into his bank account. Maybe, who knows? I mean, we'll never know. Maybe, unless we get somebody in there with some one day to hey, this is a banana republic now, and we want to see what happened and put people in jail. In any event, back to this. He's running out of things to tax. So now he's saying, you know what? People have equity in their homes. I mean, it's like winning a lottery. They didn't work for it. Equity, it just appeared because of the economy that I did. Probably he'll say that. So let's tax that. Let's tax the wealth. Let's tax people's homes, the equity, the home equity in their homes. Let's tax that too. So they're looking into that. They probably will do it. Wow. Wow. The house at hand. The house at hand. It's a new house. I invented that house. The house at hand is giving the middle finger to Trudeau's, Pinkos, and all of their things that they want to do. That's sign language. Y'all come back. See ya.